and sweet potato casserole and homemade rolls. And man, this is a great week indeed. So happy Thanksgiving to you. We started last week talking about being thankful. I told you that I wanted us to really, really concentrate on that, because it is so important that we learn to be thankful. We talked last week, Sunday night, about being indebted to God because He has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He's delivered us from the power of darkness. He's forgiven our sins and hears our prayers, and on you could go about how indebted we are to God. Today we want to talk about some things we need to be thankful for. You know, I remember how one little tale about the little Johnny. Thanksgiving dinner, they were all going around and telling everything they were thankful for, and by the time it got to him, everybody said everything. So he couldn't think of anything. So he looked at the table and he said, "I'm thankful I'm not a turkey." I guess that's something to be thankful for, but I think we've got a lot more things to be thankful for than just the fact we're not a turkey. But we want to talk about it because it's good for us to stop every now and then and just count our blessings, because we've got a lot of them. I know, sometimes it just seems like that life can be so cruel to us, doesn't it? Sometimes we lose people that we love so very much. Sometimes life just doesn't seem fair. Burdens and problems and heartaches and pains and sorrows and tears. That's part of life. But even amidst all of those things, there's not a one of us, not a one, that can't stop and say, "Thank you, God." Now today, we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to pray about it. We're going to do something different today. We're going to have a lot of prayers during the service this morning, because I want us to mention some of these things. And then I've asked several this morning to help us to talk to God and to say thank you. Thank you, God. For example, I want to start with our spiritual blessings. I want us to remember the great spiritual blessings that God has given us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, there it tells us that, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with," watch this now, "every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." So God has provided for us everything that we need spiritually. Everything we need to go to heaven, God has seen to it that we have it. For example, we should always and forever be thankful to God for the blessing of His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 and verse 16. I've often said that there's no one in this world that I love enough to give any one of my children or grandchildren for. There are a lot of people in this life, my family, others, that I love enough to give my life for. But I don't love anyone enough to give my children. And yet that is exactly what God has done for us. He gave us His Son. And I, like Paul in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, say, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Thank you, God, for your Son. And we need to say thank you, God, for the Bible. The Bible is God's complete and final revelation. In fact, we read in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, His divine power has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness. The Bible equips us for every challenge in life. For good works, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 17. It teaches us how to worship, John 4 verse 24. It teaches us how that we are to be saved, Mark 16 verse 15 and 16. When we are suffering, it tells us about the great physician, Matthew 9 and verse 2. When we are discouraged, it gives us a message of courage. When we're weak, it gives us strength. When we are in despair, it gives us hope. When we are happy, it supplements our joy. When we are dying, it gives us the promises of heaven. We are, should be, must be thankful to God for the wonderful gift of His Son and for the Bible. And I've asked Joe this morning if he would to help us to do just that.
Let us pray. Father, we are thankful. We're so thankful for this opportunity we have to come to you this morning and to give thanksgiving for the things that we have. And especially this morning, we're thankful for Jesus Christ, your Son, that gave His life for us. And it's because of your love for us that He did that. We're thankful for all that it does for us, for the fact that it gives us comfort, it gives us peace, it gives us love for one another, it gives us the strength to be Christians, to be servants of yours. Father, Jesus was a great example. He showed us how that we are to love one another, how that we are to love children and to love those that are older, and Father, those that are poor, those that are meek. Father, we are thankful for the great example that He gave us. And we're thankful for the great sacrifice that washes our dirty sins away. And it gives us a chance to live with You. Father, we're thankful for the courage that He gives us, power that we have to overcome the difficulties in our life. Father, we are so thankful for Jesus. We're thankful for His love for us. Father, we're thankful that You are our Father, and that we are a part of Jesus, and that He is there for us. We don't have the words to express this to You, Father, but Jesus can tell You what we feel. He can explain it to you. Father, we're thankful for Your Word, for the Bible, for everything that it gives us, for the instruction and all that we do. Father, we don't even have to question how the earth was made because You told us. We don't have to question how to live a godly life because You told us. We're thankful for the prophets that gave Your prophecies so that we can know that what the Bible says is true. It fulfills the prophecies that they gave. about Jesus, about his church. We're thankful for the prophets. Father, we're thankful for the New Testament and all that it does for us, and the life of Christ and the great examples that are registered in the New Testament. And the wonderful miracles that were put forth so that we can have faith in you. We're thankful for the disciples, the apostles, and all that they did for us. And we find that in the Bible. And we know how faithful they were, what great examples for us. They were not afraid. We're thankful for the letters that they wrote to the churches, giving them instruction and ways to overcome the evil one. We're thankful for the pictures of heaven that we have that encourage us to live for you. Father, we pray that the Bible will never go away, that each one will have a great desire to study it and apply it to their lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Along the lines of our spiritual blessings, we cannot help but be thankful for our salvation. In Romans 6, verse 23, we read there, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, that's not just talking about physical death. That's talking about spiritual death. Sin robs us of our salvation. But we do have that great and wonderful privilege of being saved. Salvaged is what the word means. From this death, from this the sin that would destroy. Even though we think sometimes it looks around us and it seems like that evil is winning and it's powerful. And we knew this would happen. Jesus told us that there's a broad road that's easy traveled and it leads to destruction, and many there be that enter in thereat. But he tells us there's a straight way. There's a narrow gate. There is salvation for those who seek it and want to find it. It is through Jesus, our Savior, that this salvation is ours. We're like those that are described in the song that we often sing, "Love Lifted Me." We're drowning, lost without Jesus. But he comes and lifts us up, raises us to a new height, a new hope, a new life. And when we are baptized into Christ, we have access to all of these great blessings, spiritual blessings. First line of the song says, "I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I." Jesus paid a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Thank God for our salvation. And then along with that, along with the gift of salvation related to it is the church, the gift of the church. In Ephesians, we read that the church is heaven sent, 3 verses 10 and 11. That is blood-bought, Acts 20 and verse 28. Spirit-filled, Ephesians 2 and verse 22. Glory-bound, 1 Corinthians 15, 23 through 20, 6. We have a spiritual family in the church. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Kingdom over which God Christ reigns as king. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. The church is a vineyard in which we labor. Matthew 20 and verse 1. An army of God in which we fight for the Lord. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. The temple of God in which we worship. Ephesians 2 and verse 21. The church is the ark of safety, the cities of refuge that gives us protection and salvation. Ephesians 2 and 16. Acts 20 and verse 8. What a great blessing we have in the church. Not only the church is a universal, but the church locally, our church, our congregation. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege it is to be a part of the congregation here at Johnson. We find love, caring. We weep when others weep. We rejoice when they rejoice. We find a home, a family. Wonderful, wonderful privilege, blessing that God has given us. He gave us salvation when He gave us the church. Would you pray along with Alan as he thanks God for these wonderful spiritual blessings?
Please bow. Most righteous Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for Thy beautiful and magnificent name. We are so thankful, as Joe mentioned, Heavenly Father, for Thy wonderful Son. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for the wisdom that Thou had, the plan that Thou has had to give us a way through Thy blessed Son towards a hope of salvation. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for this plan. We thank Thee for the offer, if we will take the offer and live the life, demonstrate to Thee that we do indeed love Thee, that we can have hope of eternal life, Heavenly Father, with Thee someday. We're so thankful for that wonderful, wonderful plan. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for Thy wisdom, too, in setting up for us here on this earth a family, a spiritual family, that we can draw strength from when we're weak. We can give our strength to others that are in need. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for that wisdom that Thou has shown to help us as we try to stay on that straight road. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that Thou hast seen our weaknesses and Thou knows how to give us strength by those around us, those that believe the same way that we do. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for all of our Christian brothers and sisters throughout the world. And we would ask that Thou would bless them, especially those, Heavenly Father, that are in places that are much harder to live than what we live in. Especially those, Heavenly Father, that don't have the luxuries and all of the things that we have. Please give us courage, Heavenly Father, to see to those needs of our brothers and sisters throughout the world, both spiritual needs and their physical needs. We're thankful, too, Heavenly Father, for this group of Christians that meets here from time to time. We pray, Heavenly Father, and we're so thankful for the teachers, those that teach the young people, those that teach older adults, Heavenly Father. We pray that Thou would bless them, give them knowledge, help them to have a burn to learn more about Thee so that they may teach others. We're thankful for each and every man, woman, and child, Heavenly Father, in this family here at Johnson. We're thankful for all the talent that is abundant here, those that can lead singing like Brother Charles is doing this morning, those that Heavenly Father can teach, those that can serve other people through bringing food to funerals or whatever the talent may be, Heavenly Father, bless them. Bless each and every one of them to utilize these talents to the glory of thy name and thy Son's blessed name. Thank thee, God, for the kindness that thou hast shown to us. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for this day and for all the spiritual blessings and material blessings that thou hast showered upon us. Please hear us, dear God, and bless us. Give us the things that we request. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we have not prayed amiss to thy will. We ask that thou would always bless us when we do good and overcome us when we do wrong. For this is our prayer in Jesus' blessed and most holy name. Amen. Amen.
And yes, the spiritual blessings are awesome, tremendous. And we need to thank God for his magnificent, wonderful, and precious promises. There's so many promises that God makes us that are just awesome. As I'm thinking this morning, I'm going to tell you some of my precious promises. What are some of yours? Romans 8 and verse 28 is one of mine. And we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Or Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Isn't that an awesome promise? I like this one from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. For he himself has said, I'll never desert you. I will never forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. Cast your anxieties upon him, for he cares for you. Or 1 John chapter 1. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship with God who is the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. On and on we could go of these wonderful promises. But one of the greatest is heaven. God promises us heaven. And after this life, to have a wondrous place like that, God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. For these former things have passed away. Revelation 21 and verse 4. I thank God over and over again for his magnificent promises, the best of which will be a home with him in heaven. Would you pray with Virgil as he thanks God for these magnificent blessings?
Heavenly Father, we feel it honor today to come before you in prayer to thank you for the many promises you've given us. We know that you'll never fail us. We know that sometimes we may leave you, but you're always there with your hand out. We're thankful for that. We know that if we keep our faith strong, we can receive, that the dog will come to repentance. We just got to be strong in our lives. We're thankful for that. We're thankful that what you said you will do, promised to do, we're blessed that you keep your promises. We know throughout your scriptures, you've given promises, given promise to Abraham, and it was fulfilled. You told Noah that he'd put a bow in the sky. We still have that bow in the sky today for us as a reminder that the world will not be destroyed by flood again. We have promises all throughout the scriptures that will keep us to be strong if we'll just look to you. We know that you have the power to keep those promises. We know that our election is sure if we keep our promises. We're thankful for that. We're thankful we have the avenue of prayer. We know that you will answer our prayers in some way. I said we may leave you at times, but we know you're always there with your hand out. We also have the promise of heaven. That also depends on us. We're thankful you've given this promise. Pray that we all may be strong, keep the faith. We know that that's not always easy to do. We know that sometimes troubles hit us. Sometimes trouble with our families. It may be financial troubles. We may lose a job. It's not always easy to keep the faith, but we know that you're always there if we turn to you. We ask this blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, those are some of our spiritual blessings. Very quickly now, I want us to talk about just mentioning some of our physical blessings. I hope we're not like the little girl who was with her mother in the grocery store, and the produce clerk handed her an orange, and her mother said, "Darling, now what do you say to him?" She thought for a minute. She handed it back to him and said, "Peel it." I'm afraid sometime we're much like that, aren't we? With all of these wonderful blessings, and we just keep asking God to give us more, and we don't say thank you. That's not good. Someone has said that thanklessness is one of the avenues that opens up the door to a multitude of sins, and I think that is correct. We have so many wonderful physical blessings. I think about the blessings of a family. I love my family. They're everything to me. And I know that you think the same thing and feel the same way. I appreciate God giving me Miss Pat to share my life with. Proverbs 31 verse 10 said, "An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far more than jewels." Again, Proverbs 19 verse 14, "A prudent wife is from the Lord." Our children, what a blessing God has given us when He gives us a child, a soul, to to watch over. Psalms 127, verse 3. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord, a fruit of the womb is its reward. Someone has said that a Christian home is a blossom of which heaven is the fruit. If you have a Christian home, a wife that loves you, a husband that loves you, children or grandchildren that love you, man, you're a millionaire. You're rich. And I have those things. I'll never be wealthy, but I am absolutely the richest man I know. And then there is the necessities of life. God has given us so much. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus emphasized that God gives us our daily bread in Matthew 6, verse 11. He talks about the birds of the air and how God feeds them. Matthew 6, verse 26. And he says that if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that those things will be added to us. I've asked Pete to lead us in a prayer for our family and for the necessities of life. I know this man loves his family. And his family's growing. Here in about another 3 weeks or so, a grandchild, and next year, a new son-in-law. And so his family's growing, so he continually has a lot to thank God for. So if you would, pray with Pete as he thanks God for our family and for the necessities of life.
Father, it's a privilege to be here this morning, and we want to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving, Father, for for what you give us in this world, and for our families, Father. And Father, families is such a precious gift, Father. We're thankful for those who have gone before us, who have set examples for us of character and humility and service and righteousness that set our feet on the path that we are on today, Father. And Father, we want to be we're so indebted to them for that example that they gave us, Father. And we're thankful for our children, our precious children, Father, and to watch them crawl and walk and stumble and with ribbons and curls and balls and just all of the things that go on in life as they grow and mature and watch them make important decisions in their lives, Father, and watch them as they turn to you to be children of yours, Father. We're just so blessed. And we want to pray for our future generations, that we could be the examples to them that they need to set their path. And Father, we're thankful for our church family, for our extended families, and for all those who provide provide that comfort and security that a family provides. And Father, we know that we are blessed among all nations with material blessings. Father, we have good roads to drive on. Father, we have hospitals in almost every town. We have running water, grocery stores just down the street. We have the opportunity to work, the freedom to travel, the freedom to worship. Father, we are just, it's so easy to assume that these things, that everyone has these things, and they don't. And it's so easy to assume that we will always have these things, and we might not. So, Father, we are thankful for our families, and we're thankful for our blessings. And Father, we just pray as we sit around that Thanksgiving table, we remember those empty places, those people that have gone before us, and give them credit that they're due. And Father, we are just so grateful to be a part of your family, to have the hope of salvation. In Christ's name, amen.
Last one. I know it's been a little longer than usual this morning, but I don't know about you, but it sure has been a blessing to me. Last I want to talk about is we need to be thankful for our freedom, for the peace that we have. Paul encourages us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2 that our prayers should be made on behalf of all men, all who are in authority, so that we may lead tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. There are people in parts of this world that do not have the blessing that you have this morning by coming and being a part of this service. You drove here in a nice car, come in, sit down on padded seats, an auditorium with new lights, by the way. Anthony Briggs put new lights in for us today. And so bright, I think we'll leave with sunburns. But anyway, it's nice, isn't it? What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful blessing. I'm thankful every time that someone in a prayer thanks God for our freedom to worship. There's so many other things that we have as personal freedoms. They're awesome. And then finally this morning, we need to thank God for the beautiful world that we live in. It's especially this time of the year, it's so lovely. In Acts 14, verses 15 to 17, Paul referred to the living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that's in them. And he did not leave himself without witness that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons. Thank you, God, for the sun and the moon and the stars. Thank you, God, for the flowers, the trees, the birds, the animals, the many, many things that our God has blessed us with in a beautiful and our world, free world. I'm thankful to be an American, but I'm more thankful to be a Christian. And finally this morning, would you bow your hearts as Herb thanks God for our freedom and for our world.
Our Father in heaven, as we assemble here this morning, we thank you for the freedom that you give us. Father, we thank you that we're allowed to assemble here with our loved ones, with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We can come here to worship you and not to have to worry about being harmed by anyone. We thank you, Father, for the freedom that we've been given through our men and women who have served this country and our forefathers who saw the need to provide regulations and rules so that we can enjoy this freedom. Father, we can travel from state to state, from city to city. You allowed us so many freedoms that we can enjoy each day. And most of all, of course, is the freedom of worship. We can choose, and you give us that freedom, that we can choose whether to or not to, but the freedom to choose that we can be with you in heaven someday. Father, we thank you for the peace that you give us. We realize that at this time it seems that there's a lot of parts of the world that's not having too much peace. That we just pray, Father, that you will soften their hearts and let them realize that only through Jesus Christ and through your word that we can truly have peace. Father, as we enjoy this peace, one of the things is we know that we can be with you in heaven. I mean, this is a promise that was mentioned. You will give us this this peace that we can see our loved ones again that have gone on before us. We can enjoy the wonderful eternity with you and all those there in heaven. And then, Father, we thank you for the beauty of this earth. As we go out on mornings like this morning, and we feel the frost, see the frost on the trees and on the grass. We see the stars and feel the cool breeze on our face. Father, we just realize that it's such a beautiful and wonderful place you've given us to live. Especially this time of year when we see the trees and how vibrant they are in the colors. It just makes us realize, Father, that you truly are in charge of all things. We thank you for all seasons, that we can enjoy the cool, we can enjoy the warmth. And Father, we thank you so much for our family and our little children. We can see the beauty, most beauty, in the little children, the new babies being born. Father, we just want to thank you for the freedom that we can enjoy and to be able to have this beautiful earth with the mountains and the streams and all the good things that that you've provided for us. Thank you, Father, for just letting us be here this morning. And just pray that you go with us throughout the rest of this day. And Father, when we disappoint you, we ask you to please forgive us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
And now the best way in the world to say thank you, God. Best thanksgiving is thanksgiving. So if this morning we can help you in any way with your life and your obedience and your relationship with God, if you really want to say thank you, God, say, here am I. Use me. Here am I. I give my heart, my soul, my life to you. If you're willing to do that this morning, will you come while together we stand and sing?
Take my life.